Blog Talk Radio.
I woke up this morning, this is insane. Rich as a motherfucker and ain't much change. Open my eyes, no surprise, I'm with a different bitch. Different day, different ass, different tit. Strap under my pillow, I don't want legit. I'm not supposed to do this shit, but I forget. The true principles of life are supply and demand. Cause if you never sold dope, it's hard to understand. My man got knowledge of self and my back guard. Find out today's mathematics from that Mac guard. My temper volatile, grew up a violent child. Fuck a boy scout, I hate your ass out. Nigga, nice chain, dice game, try your luck. Shoot a couple head cracks, leave while you up. I'm a fly nigga, my denim vintage. Gold medal round my neck like I won the Olympics.
We came from nothing, now they saying we straight.
You got that?
Nigga, hold up, hold on.
Let J hold the strap, son, it's cool.
Hold on.
We got bail money, whatever.
These niggas be watching every dime we make.
Y'all niggas gotta chill.
Hold up, hold on.
Just be cool about this shit, relax.
Hold on.
We want that deluxe apartment in the sky with a clear view. Instead we get the D's in the rear view. We learn to play the game how it's supposed to be played. And so you know you violate, you supposed to be sprayed. It's not a big deal to me, stay calm. I shoot the shit out of nigga, then call a barrel bond. If I don't do this shit myself, better I get it done. Shit on my nigga, you shit on me. We a one, used to do graffiti. Now look, we major, don't make me write my name. Cross your face with the razor. Re-up, new dope, they said it sampled the bomb. This shit could take a two, then we cut the bitch with a one, Watch the face stand in line for the potency. No lactose involved, pure cocoa leaf. You can sniff that or cook that to my belief. That money coming in like we run the street.
Came from nothing, now they saying we straight.
That's a bet.
Nigga, hold up.
Buy my phone better.
Hold on.
Nigga, you got a gamble, bro. I'm winning. You losing.
These niggas be watching every dime we make.
You got the gamble, bro.
Hold up. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. What's up? What we doing? This shit go how I say it go when it's time to expand. So say it's over your dead body and that's the plan. You a gangster for real. You ready to ride. Nigga, you gon' die, bad case of too much pride. Check my DNA, homie, I'm a different kind. Hit the speed dial, that quick, I get your line. We don't want your block, just cop the work from us. The niggas you call allies can't be trust. That rollie all go, I got the Midas touch. Sometimes it's hard as hell not to touch stuff. On the phone, I heard Ye smack the shit out of kid. Now Jimmy got life, go smack him again. When it's war, it will be watered up at the end. If they ever say we lose, I start it again. That sneaky nigga spray that semi at your mama crib. With a silencer, we couldn't even hear the shit.
Came from nothing, now they saying we straight.
I don't fuck with them.
Nigga, hold up, man. Hold on.
These niggas is roaches, man.
Hold on.
Dirty ass niggas.
These niggas be watching every dime we make.
Boy, you better be easy.
Hold up.
I ain't playing hold with you, boy. Boy, you must have bumped your motherfucking head or something, boy. I don't give a fuck about that old school shit. Talking about you got me fucked up, nigga. Yeah.
Had some technical difficulties at the beginning of the show, but we're going to power through that once again, because this is exactly what I motherfucking do. You know what I mean? We're going to be popping and bouncing for the next couple minutes. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna talk some real stuff today. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna talk about some hip hop shit. We're gonna talk about some social issues because people are coming at me kind of sideways, saying, you know, Smokey, you're not talking about that shit that we know you as, the social commentary dude. You're up here just acting crazy, saying what you want to say and not really talking about no real issues. So I said, motherfuck that. We'll talk about
that. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Wednesday night, got the drink on my cup. We popping the bouncer. Shout out to everybody out there that's listening. The power through me, with me through the technical difficulties that was going through, whatever. But yeah, we're gonna talk about some real issues today, people. Like I said, one of the subjects today is going to be definitely do rappers. Do they need to live out their lifestyle? Do they need to rap about the thing? I mean, excuse me. Do they have to live the life they're living? We'll talk about that. I'll also be talking about a little bit of hood responsibility to the local. The local street cats, do they have responsibility on the young up-and-comers, the young up-and-comer youth that's around the neighborhood? Do they have anything to do with that? Oh, I might go discuss about my worst nightmare. You know, we might discuss that in a second. Yeah, I'm going to discuss about how people need to go out there and find your niche. You know what I mean by finding your niche? Finding what you're doing and good and skilled at, and going out there and power through and doing your shit. But like I said before, man, I want to discuss something real quick with a lot of people out there. Well, not a lot of people, because, you know, a lot of people fuck around. Like, let me try to figure out how to word this. A lot of people need to stop equivalating what you do in life, which you do in life, and what you do in life, don't make it seem like that just because you would do something, don't make it seem like they won't do it, or vice versa. So what I'm trying to say, I'm just going to connect this for 1 second for y'all. Like, don't equivalate how you would handle some shit on how another person would handle some shit. That's what I'm trying to say, because connecting this shit, because you know tomorrow is September 11th, okay? And if you're one of those people that want September 11th or doing the September 11th study, then you know there's some shit that's about to go down. So what I'm gonna try to connect this all in one thing, real quick, just real quick, because I don't want to talk about this shit all day, okay? And what I'm trying to say is, you fuck around, you be on these social networks and everything, don't expect the people to move like the way you move on these social networks. And I say this to say this. You know what I'm saying? I say that to say this. You know, there'll be some fucking, like, there'll be birthdays and shit on Facebook and all that type of shit. And people, you know, they get mad at you. You know what I mean? Oh, he didn't tell me happy birthday and this and that and the other. But a lot of us ain't rocking on the internet like that. I know I'm not. I don't have fucking Facebook and all that shit synced to my phone. So people assume that that's the way they roll. That's the way you're supposed to be rolling. Like, just because you get every goddamn notification on the damn phone, you assume that everybody else does that shit. Don't nobody else be doing that shit. Everybody else got shit to do. And I'm not even, like, dissing the people that does that shit, because a lot of people do that. You got they get all they shit synced up. But I don't have that. I don't have all mine. So, shit, I might not be on a fucking social network for 3 or 4 days. You know, motherfucker, you see a motherfucker in real life, and they want to, you know, they get a little extra crunchy. They get a little tart because they're assuming that you do what they do. They're assuming, they say, well, mother, you know, you got your shit. I got all my shit connected to my shit, and I'm on every word that everybody says or whatever. I check the main. I check the feed to make sure that to see whose birthday is, all that, what's going on. A lot of us don't do that shit. A lot of us got shit to do.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Now you hold that same effing point, right? And we'll connect that same point with the whole 9/11 tragedies. Now, if you didn't do your study, if you haven't did your study yet, everybody knows that 9/11 was a, you know, pretty much, I won't say inside job, but they let it happen. Our government pretty much let that happen. And see, I don't want to talk about this because they said if you want to do a radio show, don't talk about politics or religion because the people do not fuck with it. But I have to do this to connect what I'm trying to say, because a lot of people don't roll like you, whether it be good or bad. Just because a person might be willing to do something and you're not willing to do it doesn't mean it won't be done. Okay? So when we connect that with the 9/11, we'll keep that short. I won't even go that far into it. So when you connect the 9/11 to what the whole social networking thing and people assuming that you work, you know, you move the way that they move. So that's the same thing with the 9/11 inside job thing. It's like you might not think it's not because you're thinking on what you would do. You probably wouldn't do that shit. You probably wouldn't fuck around and to basically kill your own quote unquote people. And so with that said, you need to go out there, do your own study, and then maybe we can connect all this shit. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to Chris.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but thank you, baby girl. You know what I'm saying? If you're out there, thank you for tuning in. I just got some type of shit, but thank you. But what else before I go into the real conversation of what we got to say? You know what I'm saying? Ray Rice. My nigga.
Yeah, baby.
You're in the dumb nigger club. I don't even know the fucking story, people. I don't know. But I have to put this nigga in the dumb nigger club, people.
Yeah, baby.
I don't even know the story. I don't even know the fucking story. Really. I don't. I want to know what the fuck did she say? Like what she say to the nigga? Like, yo, nigga, you'll never be fast. You'll never win a fool.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, bitch, fuck you. Like, God damn. Whoa. That was some fuckery shit right there. I tell you like this, people. Like, I'm going to just go out there and say it. And yes, like, Like, look what happened to certain people. If that shit would have happened to, like, a nigga from the hood, niggas would be in jail, man. Niggas would be completely in jail. So I'm going to go out there and say it. Right motherfucking now. Right motherfucking now. This is going to be hard. But fuck it. I want Rick Rice in jail, man. Fuck it. I want him in jail. I mean, come on, my nigga. Like, suspended from the league, my nigga. You should be in jail. But, you know, the way it is out is, I just want to know what caused the nigga to just go there like that. The punch. Then he did some type of caveman drag. Fuck out of here, my nigga. But,
yeah, baby.
You know, you just can't do shit like that, my nigga. You can't do. You got bread. You know, don't pull a Caruso. I just want to know what she said to him. Like, what she said. Like, nigga. Nigga, that's why you can't dance. He just said, nigga, fuck you, bitch. You know? What'd she say? Well, now that we're here, I want to go ahead and put this out here real quick. I want to let people know this, and this is no, like, disrespect to any of the audience out there trying to do their thing. People were texting on my phone. Hey, niggers. I'm
yeah, baby.
What the fuck? But any event, I see who this is. I know exactly who this is. Just popped up on the line, and we're gonna get him in there in 1 second. You know what I'm saying? If it's who I think it is, hit the one button. Hit the one button, cousin, so I know that's you, and I'm going to bring you in a second. From the area code 267. If that's you, cousin, hit the one button so I know that's you. Okay. He's in the queue. We're going to get this shit popping. Hold on real quick, but now that we're here, I'm going to let people know this ain't a radio show. This is my shit is not music driven. I got a couple of guys out there that I support, that I know personally, you know what I'm saying, and majority family members, but I know personally myself. This ain't a music driven show. I personally don't even really care about your niggas' music.
Yeah, baby.
But there's guys that I'm in, you know, that I fuck with, family members that I want to see make it. And yes, this is my platform. So I'm allowed to be a little biased on this shit here. You know what I mean? So, like I said before, we're going to talk to Ism. Like I said, this is not, I'm not trying to fucking promote any artist. It's just a certain guy that I rock with, and you know, by me in the between time and main time talking my stuff, you know what I mean? I like to, support the guys that I personally know and, respect and have some type of relationship with. I mean, like, I can't, you know, be co-signing people that I don't know personally. You know, I know these people personally, you know, so that's why I support a lot of these guys. I'm not trying to be music driven or anything like that. I'm just supporting guys. I'll make it clear, guys from my camp and guys that I know personally. And there's a couple of other guys that's doing a thing. Just keep it respectful out there. You know what I'm saying? And doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? So guys are saying, smoke and you play my music, on your radio show, I'm going to ask, you know, I'm going to have to respectfully say,
yeah, baby.
I'm only, you know, this is not a music show. This is not about that. You know what I'm saying? This is about, you know, like I said, I got a couple of guys that support out there, and that's that. You know what I mean? I'm not being biased. I mean, if you hand me a CD, of course I'm going to check it out. Of course I'm going to get busy and let you, you know what I mean, and let you, you know, get the rocking with everything. But this is not a music-driven show by all means. I just support guys that I personally know and personally can just get on the phone with and chop it up. You know what I'm saying? And that's that. You know what I'm saying? But, I just got some shit from some information that I guess the chick punched Ray Rice. I don't give a fuck. He's still in the dumb nigger club. And I nigga, and applaud the fucking hate asses.
Yeah, baby.
Applaud their hating asses putting out the motherfucking tape. They had the whole footage, or whoever did the shit, TMZ, whatever. Because you remember when Jigga did that shit, they had the footage out there. They had the whole shit. Applaud the fucking
yeah, hate baby.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to bring in the boy Pluto. Pluto!
What up, though?
What's going down, sir? Hey, we ain't in that part of the conversation just yet, but tell them what you got going on while you're on the line anyway. Tell them about the video, how they can get in contact with the fans, where they can get the T-shirts, the websites. Let us know real quick, Pluto.
You go on youtube.com/PlutoPete, where you see all everything we doing, videos, shows, all that shit. Mixtape ain't currently out yet, but it will be coming out. Other than that, we just chilling, laying back, soaking up some game.
It's soaking up some game, and hold on. Soaking up some game and
yeah, baby.
About to shock the streets.
Wait, right, okay. Is it okay? When's the next video shoot probably?
ASAP. We just did a little cameo for my nigga, Casino Stacks, his boss of the bando shit. You want to check that out, go on there. You got a little Instagram made, Money Stacks. Or just go on YouTube and type in Boss of the Bando. You'll see us flexing all crazy in the video.
I seen the video. Niggas got stacks and stacks of money. Just motherfucking shitting on everything.
Yeah, baby.
You gotta show up and show out.
Yeah, I'm telling you the truth, nigga. I watched some of them videos. I said, "Oh my nigga."
Yeah, baby.
I'm about to come up on these niggas. I'm about to come up on these niggas real quick, like. You know what I'm saying? About to come up on these niggas. But I hope you stay. I'm going to get back at you because we're going to do that conversation about how rappers got to live out their lives on the other side. I hope you stay around and say all your sites again, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Come on again, how to get down with the move.
Facebook, Pluto Chambers. Instagram, Pluto Pete. Twitter, Pluto Pete. YouTube.com/PlutoPete, and it'll pull up all our videos.
Okay. I mean, yeah, we're gonna do that if you want to, just go ahead and stick around because because the people are supposed to call in a little bit, like, after the first half because I feel like I like to do a little break, and then after the first half, we're going to talk the real stuff. So hopefully you stick around. If not, I'll shoot you a text, and I'll let you know when we're talking about it. And then, you know what I mean? And then come in and, you know, you can spit your ism.
All right, yeah, shoot me a text.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen,
all right.
Photo Pete on the second. Counting back. Okay. My nigga. You know, we're doing it. You know what I mean? I'll tell you what, people. When you deal, I just can't get over that Ray White shit. My God. And tell us that what you said to him. Nigga, you can't even catch. That's why you ain't, nigga, you can't catch a pass. What she said to him. My God. But along with Nick Cannon, Ray White.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, man. Oh, I want, if somebody can get out there, you know what I mean, I was up smoking last night, you know what I mean, taking my notes for the show, doing things, that, like, you know what I mean, and I was doing just taking notes, doing research on the show and everything, and you know, because I said, you know, the main subject today is, do rappers have to live out their lyrics? And that's why Pluto Pete calling in, and I think the homie Law Loke and a couple of the elders are going to call in, and we're gonna bust this conversation up. Pause button. Law Loke, if you're out there, you know that's a good pause. You know what I'm saying? But my phone is like, people, I'm on radio from 10 to 11. Please call this number. And I don't even give a fuck what you want. If you want to call me up talking about some yo, smoke, where's the shit?
Yeah, baby.
Call in. Hit my number, 347-989-0202. I'm busy right now. I'm about to grind this motherfucking microphone out. But let me talk to you about this. This is hip-hop talk. Hip-hop talk. You got hip-hop heads out there. You know what I'm saying? And actually, let me go back to this hip-hop thing. If you're over the age of 30, and you just haven't found your niche yet.
Yeah, baby.
Hand up the mic. Hip-hop is a generation where the youth leads the youth, okay? So if you're not between, I don't know, 15 to 27 years old.
Yeah, baby.
These young niggas, they don't know what you're talking about with all your advanced shit. And some of you niggas flat out scare these younger people. You come in trying to keep it real, all extra tough. You're up here scaring. You know what I'm saying? You're up here scaring a little.
Yeah, baby.
Just doing that shit. I think, and this is my opinion only, I'm talking about the nigga that was really, really had the industry shook up, super fucked up, you know what I mean? With my nigga.
Yeah, baby.
These new niggas going down, these niggas ain't shit. I'm not going to say shit respectfully, you know what I mean? But 50 Cent was the last gangsta nigga. These new moist niggas dancing around and shit and prancing. They ain't really, 50 Cent was basically, to me, the last gangster rapper, real gangster rapper. And you know what 50 Cent was. And I'm going to tell you what 50 Cent was. He was
yeah, baby.
He was nothing but a tougher Ja Rule, a guy that looked like he can kick some fucking ass. He got the guns a-blazing. But he did the fucking same thing Ja Rule did. Singing on hooks. You can find me in the club. That's the same thing as Ja Rule. Ja Rule did the same thing. And 50 Cent, to me, was nothing but a tougher Ja Rule. That's all he was to me. Now, let me talk to y'all ladies out here with y'all motherfucking asses. What's up with y'all ladies? What's the fucking deal with y'all? I know you're into some vanity-driven creatures. You like to have shit your way. You got the princess programming going down. You've been watching all these goddamn princess movies from Disney your whole goddamn life. Why the fuck are you?
Yeah, baby.
There's something wrong with the new woman today. They're very vanity driven. You're sitting here talking to a girl. This girl's all over goddamn Facebook and shit. You're like, hold on, like, what the fuck? And that's why you're like,
yeah, baby.
You're too social. You're too out there. We like a lady in the streets and the freak in the sheets. We don't want you all on the scene, all vanity driven and all that. I'm gonna just say like this, forget the social network and shit. You could be, fellas, I see it's out there. You could be not having a face to face conversation with a chick. Playing some hot, the first thing this chick is doing, she's all on her goddamn Facebook, looking down and shit, don't know what you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kill yourself. Like, God, ladies, I'm going to tell you like this here. I'm really going to tell you this. You got to focus. You got to get the fuck, like, you got to, first of all, you got to think that you're going to find your goddamn Prince Charming, because ain't none of us niggas that. We'll never be that. We'll never be that guy that you thought that you was going to meet. Like that frog you kiss on the face. He turns into some goddamn prince, some prince in some type of knight in shining armor. You're never going to find that. I am sorry, honey. You're not going to find that. Now, what you will do is find a nigga like me that likes hitting the
back. Yeah, baby.
Shit. But on that note, we're going to take a break. Let me go out there and smoke a little something. I'll be back at y'all in about 10 minutes. No, 3 minutes. 3 minutes exactly. Two minutes. Exactly. So right now, actually, since he was on, we're going to play the new Counting Stacks, Counting Cash, Dope Boy Fly, featuring Pistol Pete, Superstar Stacks, The Whole Circle, Tate Monster, man, Big Hema, the whole faculty. Y'all know who y'all are, man. This is that exclusive. And believe me, you heard it here first, Up and Smoke Radio, Superstar Stacks, Counting Stacks, Counting Cash, the whole movement. Let's go.
Glued up. Industry Ready Production, DSBeats.com. Free that nigga, yeah, I'm running through the profit. Okay. I'm counting stacks and talking cash. You know I got it.
Yeah.
Diamond test my jury, nigga. Pink slips in my whips, nigga. Bad bitches all on me, though. Balenciaga my kicks, nigga. I get a brick and I break it down. Rip it up and I double that. Hit the town, I lock it down, I break it down. That's 100 racks. Now I'm talking cash shit while I'm counting stacks. So many G's around me, I look like a Gucci bag. I think it's funny, but it's sad to see you niggas hating. Zap you up in public, talk behind your back, they change your face. Left wrist, that's 8 bands. Right hand, that's 6 bands. Right wrist, 5 bands. Left hand, 3 bands. Water whip in that kitchen. Fish scales go swimming. Birds off in that Pyrex. Got brick stacks in the distance. That trap shit, yeah, I live that. Street shit, yeah, I'm about that. That trap shit, I live that. Street shit, yeah, I'm about that. 3 9s in the kitchen. Half brick in the pistol. Whipped it up to a whole thing. Now it's money all in my vision. Holler that my jeweler. Dropped them all 20 bands. And my wrist froze like a cooler. Blowing money like a fan. Niggas know my motto. Count stacks, talk cash. If you ain't fucking with 100 bands, then something wrong with your plan. Y'all niggas ain't ballin'. Y'all niggas be hacking. Throwing fouls all in the game. Get 2 shots in your basket. Roll the sour, I'm smoking. Pop the bottle, I'm sweating. Roll around with that ice on me from weightlifting, I'm flexing. Cadillacs got 3 of those. Side smell all on my clothes. True religion, my true religion. Louis Bell with them retros. Niggas know how the game go. If you talk cash, we drop it out. Dope boy, fly shit, checking in and cashing out. Niggas know how the game go. If you talk cash, we swap it out. Dope boy, fly shit, checking in and cashing out.
Free band nigga, I be fucking up the profit. Counting stacks and talking cash, you know I got it. Check the price of my jewels, nigga. Look at the tags of my whip, nigga. 36 is a 1008. To me, that's a whole brick, nigga. I be talking cash, sitting still, counting cash. So many G's on me, that's just why they call me stack. Rubber band my money up. I got a twin, so I double up. Count stacks, so I talk cash, nigga. Now throw that money up. Black watch, that's 11 bands. Black ring, another 5 bands. Black truck, that's 50 bands. I'm really talking about 3 bands.
I think it's funny and I love to see you niggas hating.
Pillow talking with them bitches when you see me changing faces. 5 birds in my kitchen. Powder all in my dishes. Got nightmares, I can't sleep. Got dead men in my vision. Holler at my jeweler. Dropped them off 20 bands. Knew me since I was 13. I've been blowing money like a fan. I love the game, no hacking. Drop 30 on them, no bragging. If I meet, step cross my line, get the whole clip in your basket. I get a brick, I break it down, then double that. That's 100 racks. I was once broke, ain't half shit. Now everybody know I am stacks. I talk a lot of money, cause I got it, nigga. Ain't counting stacks and talking cash, and I ain't fucking with you. 3 cars in my driveway. Short nights with a long pay. Arm and hammer with a Pyrex. Karate chop, no sensei.
I walk in this bitch and I flex.
This bitch and I flex?
I might break something. She constantly think about sex.
She think about sex.
She might rape something. I'm currently getting her wet. She loving the way that I talk, the way that I swag. But I'm only focused on cash. If I don't get it, I might take something. I'm swagged up, but I'm poloed down. When I stand up, she gon' blow me down. I hate her, but I hate her. Put my hands up, crack a phony smile. I tried to tell my young nigga that guns ain't the only way to fight. He said it's 2014. Playing with guns is a way of life. Ain't he right? I can't disagree. I'll be strapped up till I'm 53. If you get caught, then don't mention me, cause I plead the 5th to the 5th degree. If I don't tell, and you don't tell, then who did it is a mystery. If you wonder why I'm the hardest nigga, probably cause it was meant to be. I wish I could be in the trap, whipping up grams of the crack, and making it back. But ever since I had a kid, and I got a job, all of my checks get taxed. I wonder where my next bitch at. Will she be white, or will she be half mixed black? As long as she got a good job and her head game good, then I won't next bitch that. Who's coming next that bitch? I'm glad Tay went over my phone, made me check that shit. Tell me what's wrong with my flow, and I'll go back over and correct that shit. I'm harder than all of you rappers, local and global. I'm hoping to show you I can rap fast as a rabbit, but it doesn't matter cause you listen slow like a turtle, bitch.
I never understood why the fuck these niggas always got some shit to say. Dick, nigga, you ain't got no motherfucking song, nigga. You ain't got no motherfucking videos, nigga. You don't got no motherfucking fan base, nigga. Nor do you got bars, bitch. I'm out your neck.
I'm killing you.
Open Smoke Radio. That was the exclusive right there. To the peak, counting stacks, counting cash. And that was backed up by the homie Mon Lo from his new mixtape, The Finesse. Like I said before, people, this ain't a music based show. I just got homies out there, family members, and I rock with their music, and that's pretty much that. I mean, shout out to the homies that's out there doing it on their ground, and maybe later, I'll do a radio show. But right now,
yeah, baby, you know what I'm saying.
I'm not really trying to even move into that realm. Like I said, I'm only like, no disrespect to anybody else that's out there doing anything, but I like to keep it small because I can't help everybody. I can't do everything for everybody, but the guys that I'm close with, you know what I'm saying, and the guys that I deal with, I mean, that's the only thing I can do, man. Cause the only thing
yeah, baby.
But we about to really get into this discussion right now because this is a very, very heated discussion. Do rappers got to live off their lyrics? If a person is rapping about shooting some shit up before they even woke up, let's talk about it. Or do we want to go to an artistic value and say, listen, okay, because me, as a person, I have my opinions on everything, but sometimes I like to play devil's advocate. I'm an objectivist. I'm not a subjectivist. I like to think, like I said, play devil's advocate and say, okay, well, what about this? Or what about this? I'm going to tell you the truth, people. A lot of fucking shit I say.
Yeah, baby.
I don't hear what the fuck y'all got to say about it. That's all. So I'm going to open up these lines and shit, but I want to hear some people's opinions. I need y'all people to hit this one button. I see y'all out there. You know what I'm saying? I need people to chime in. It really doesn't matter because I can hold down this conversation. I can definitely hold it down and talk with both sides. But I want to hear where y'all coming from. Do rappers got to live out their lyrics? You know? If a guy's saying, you know, he killed eight people before he even woke up in the morning, is that acceptable? If you know this guy is a schoolboy, if you know that he's not really from that cloth of what we would like to call a street cat, you know, is he feral? This is the thing is, you know what I mean? Pluto Peep, I see you out there, brother. I'm about to pull you in right here in about 2 minutes. But does a person have to live out this lifestyle? Does a person have to really be about out there in the streets? Busting their guns if they rapping about it. Let me get Pluto Peep on the check-in and see what he has to think. Pluto Peep, you're on the check-in, man. What you got to think about this, bro? Hold on. No, I hit the wrong button. Goddamn. Pluto Peep. Hold on. Yeah? Pluto.
Yeah. What up?
You in the check-in, brother? What's going on, man? Hold on. I always gotta do it right, man. I gotta do it right. Pluto Peep.
Yeah, baby.
So, what do you gotta say about this, boss man? What is your view on it? And the thing is, I have my views on it, and you know me personally. But I will, at one time, play devil's advocate here with you. Just so we can have a fair and keep a fair and balanced. And now, just go ahead and go and tell me what you feel about it. Right now, do rappers have to live out their lyrics?
First off, I want to give a shout out to the boy Lon Loke. I like that jam.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, baby.
All right.
But do rappers got to live
you know
off
how they got beat, though?
What'd you say?
I said I did that beat.
All right. Do rappers got to live off their lyrics? To me,
mm-hmm.
Yes. You have to live out your lyrics. Because first off, if you ain't from the streets, but you rapping about some street shit, how you busting niggas' heads and you popping bottles and you doing all of this bullshit, but you really not doing it, don't rap about it. It's another creative route to go. Rap about
right.
shit that you know. Like, if you listen to my shit, everything I'm rapping about, I either seen it, been through it, did it, or it's going on right now.
Right.
That's how I look at it. If you ain't from the streets,
okay.
don't rap about the streets. Because you're just making yourself look like a goddamn clown.
The thing is, I know exactly where you're coming from, but how about this one? I'm going to throw a curveball at you, okay? And you know what I mean? I'm going to throw a real quick curveball at you just to play devil's advocate and just for those guys that, you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying, that doesn't want to hit that drop button, I mean, to hit that one button, you know what I mean, that's probably intimidated to have this conversation with you, you know what I'm saying? How about this one? Okay. I'm gonna walk with you on this. I'm not even gonna play a game with you, okay? A lot of cast is movies, okay? When we talk about movies, okay? You know what I'm saying? You know, like we watch Scarface, you know what I'm saying? We watch all these movies and we know all these guys ain't killing these people in those movies. But, see, all right, how about this? Here's my twist on it before we even go there. I don't even want to, like, sometimes I look at it like, okay, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Al Pacino played Scarface, okay? Those are some of the niggas' favorite movies. We know all them niggas kill all them cats in those movies. And they didn't sell all those drugs. But yet and still, it's entertaining. You dig what I'm saying? So, I feel with you, okay, tell me what you're saying. Like, all right, so I feel as though, like, sometimes people can say some shit, and we might know them personally. And we know they ain't about that life, okay? We know this personally, that they're not about that life, you know what I'm saying? But what about the guys that just say what if a guy like makes it creative and say if he robs a bank and makes it like a mental movie instead of he done just robbed the bank and did all some types of other shit and all types of fuckery, but what if they do it in a creative level? Is that acceptable?
To some people, it is. You can be you cannot. You can
yeah, baby.
Some people it is. Well, go ahead, continue, bro.
You can sit there, and you can sit there and rap about the streets all you want to. If you're not from the street, but I'll give you some props. If you spit that shit good and that shit sound good, I'll give you some props that you're a great rapper and you know how
mm-hmm.
to put your words and all of that shit, but if I know you personally and I know you're not that just makes it 10 times worse.
Oh, yeah. So you're saying that, my nigga, if you're going to rap, be on some super lyrical, miracle, spiritual type of flow, you ain't got to be rapping about killing cats or anything of that nature. Just rap about how you're the best MC instead of trying to indulge in the street life. Would that be
Here's the example for me.
Mm-hmm.
Lupe Fiasco, right? Mm-hmm. He's from Chicago. He's from Chicago. He's from Chi-Rock.
Right.
You don't hear that guy on there rapping about all of that street shit. He's actually from there.
Right. He's from Chi-Rock when the shit fucking goes down.
But you don't hear not one of his tracks if you heard him spitting that street shit. Because obviously that's not where he lives. He might be in it. He might live it, but he just don't speak about it.
And I'm with you on this. There's a difference between in it and being around it. You know what I'm saying? I won't even say I got into a conflict with somebody back in the day, because sometimes people try to catch some fame, and that's a good example, because the Lupe Fiasco is absolutely a good example, because you have them guys that's actually from the hood, but they're not of the hood. You get what I'm saying? Like, when you're dealing with hip-hop, period, you know, everybody's pretty much from the hood. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the big grand of things, everybody's pretty much from the hood. But are you of the hood? Was you out there putting that work? You know what I'm saying? And to keep it where you're with it, like, Lupe Fiasco is from there, but he don't talk about that. So
even though he probably seen a whole bunch of shit, that's not his lane.
I'm trying to do it from this perspective and say, listen, all right. You guys wanna talk this stuff? You wanna talk about this life? But a lot of these guys, and this is what I'm saying, is because this is a conversation. Because not to say too much about the history, but your family member is
yeah, baby,
and you know certain guys who were about that life. Had to sit it down, had to do their time, and the first thing they say to y'all brothers is, you know what I'm saying, hey, be careful. You know what I'm saying? So I can understand from a street perspective of where you're coming from and saying, listen, if y'all ain't about that life, shut your mic off, because I got family members that's dead in jail or just getting out that died about living this lifestyle. But stay with me.
Yeah.
Stay with me, peep. I got another call. Go ahead, rebut that real quick. Go ahead.
No, like I was about to say, for example, like every time I go a lot of places. I know a lot of motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of niggas doing music and shit. Niggas is talking about whipping in the kitchen and 100,000 bins and I got this, I got, but then whenever you see the nigga in the club, he's standing at a bar with no drink. Barely can pay to get in.
Broke to the motherfucker.
Yeah, baby.
but you know, you see two guys, they're supposed to be rolling and bowling, sharing bottles. Because, hey, I'll keep it funky, people. To all the listeners out there, you know what I'm saying? I've hung out with, I've been out with these guys. You dig what I'm saying? And believe me, they live that
life. Yeah, baby.
Lived that life. I was out there with them. You know what I'm saying? Only thing I didn't like, there was no white women. But Christian, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to take it.
Go ahead, just get back to me.
I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to bring you back in because I got another caller, but just sit in there and listen.
All right.
I'm going to bring you back in. Yep. I think this is the... there you go. Ron, look, you're on the line, bro. What's up, yeah?
No.
Hold on. Let's do it again. Ron, look.
Yeah, baby.
Did you hear Pistol Pete give you some props on that I'm Killing You record?
I just logged in. I ain't hearing, but good look, man. I appreciate that shit, my nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, the record is probably not going to make the final cut. You know what I mean?
Nah.
But what's up? What's your take on this, man? You know? What's your take on this? Do rappers have to live what they're talking about? And hold on. And you're another guy that I'm around. And I know what you rap about. You pretty much, not to say too much, but you pretty much rapping about having fun, the party, you know what I'm saying, and getting the girls. But if a nigga fuck with you, you're my biggest thing ever since I'm there.
Coming up just rapping in general, dog, I keep it a total B, I'm saying. And for what I'm doing at the time, I'm saying, nigga might do a little whatever on the streets, but for the most part, all me and my niggas do, we party, turn up, and fuck bitches, you know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers, especially the females around me, get mad, like, oh, why you always talk about fucking bitches? That's every song. It's because I'm totally keeping it a bang. You ain't never going.
I'm gonna get you in there in 1 second. Go ahead, Lonnie. 779. I'm gonna get you in there in 1 second. I see you hit the one button. We are gonna get you in there in 1 second. Continue, Lo.
I'm gonna make it sort of sweet, but yeah, man. I ain't never touched 100 bricks. I ain't never touched 100 stacks yet. You know what I'm saying? And you won't hear me say no shit like that. You might hear me say what I might do. I ain't never killed nobody, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got to sit out there and flex, man. That shit's corny as fuck. I stopped doing that shit when I was like 13.
I'm going to give you a line. Okay. You're a little younger, okay?
Right.
I'm going to give you a line. I'm going to give you a rap line. Can you hear me, bro?
Yeah, I got you.
Hello? I'm going to give you a rap line. It goes, I got a Lincoln Continental and a brand new Cadillac. Okay? And you're too young to know this song. And this song is from Stolen Hip Hop Song.
Yeah, baby.
Rapper's Delight, the hip of that song. And what they would say, like, see, sometimes, what if you can, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm playing both sides of the stick here. You know what I'm saying? What if, like,
right.
If you're, like, because it's mantra. Like, you know, if you, like, you know, maybe you can talk that thing to existence. He said, I got a Lincoln Continental and a brand new Cadillac. But that's, you know what I mean? But maybe he's trying to hustle that. To get that, you know, to get that mantra going on. You know what I mean?
I mean, you sure that's not borderline. That's not fake it till you make it, do you?
But it's like, I'm playing devil's. It's fake it till you make it, if that's what you want to call it. But sometimes you can talk a lot of shit into existence that's what you want. You know, say, you know, the first, listen, I can honestly say anybody out there that's getting money or doing street shit, they seen themselves in a space, and they went out there and got that and made themselves
right.
Go ahead and do that. Now, is it cool
right.
To rap about it? But like I said, I'm going back to that analogy. You know what I'm saying? What I was saying to Peep earlier, you know what I'm saying, that we watch movies. A lot of our, like at the end of the day, a lot of our content, well, I'm not a rapper no more, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of content when it comes to street raps, you know, I was more of the lyrical, miracle, spiritual, like trying to be the best MC, you know, trying to see, you know, my lyrics is this and that.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da. Like, you know what I mean?
I would throw a little bit of a hint in the street.
Every now and then, but, like, what about the guys that's just painting that vivid picture that, he robbed the bank and he did it real dope and like how about this?
You talk about story coming? You talk about coming with Philly?
No, excuse me.
I said, is you talking about like storytelling type shit? Like you telling a story for somebody you know
who
may have.
Take it. take that Nas song or something. Remember when Nas made that song when he turned himself into a gun?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And he turned himself into a gun. That song was
good,
but...
Hello?
You're breaking up.
Yeah, my fault, bro. So what are you asking me? Are you asking me do I think that's cool? That's gravy. Because if you're asking me,
is that cool when Nas does it creatively and talks about the gun and turns himself into the gun? Because to me, I think that song is gangster.
I think that's cool. I mean, especially if you're telling a story or if you're speaking for somebody who may not be able to speak for themselves in a rap form, but as far as you know, talking about what you do, you popping bottles and just nonsense, stupid shit, what you're driving, especially if you're not driving that shit, that's corny. And you know me and you, man, we keep it a bean, nigga. We be drinking, what we be drinking, bro? Platinum.
We platinum fucking seven. Hold on, fucking $7.
Yeah, baby.
Hold on, real quick. Jump the fifth of feet, man. They be down there, man. They be killing our bottles of rosé, nigga. We drink that rosé. We like motherfucker.
Yeah, baby.
You go broke
trying to keep up with these real rich niggas, and that's another thing we're going to talk about. I'm going to put you on hold. I got another call because I told 779 I'm going to bring them in next. So hold tight, stay around, and I'm going to come right back to you. 779, you're on the air, boss man. Talk to me.
What's up, man? It's Stretch.
Stretch? Oh, my God. Hold on.
Yeah, baby.
you got something to say? The robbers, you got something to say on it? Or you back the fuck out and pick?
I just need to get some education real quick. All right. You were talking about rappers. Should they be keeping it real, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Rick Ross used to be a correction officer. He stole his name off of Freeway. Ricky Ross used to be a crack dealer in L.A. So basically, he was living his lifestyle rapping, correct?
You're absolutely right. I'm with you, and I'm going to tell you, Stretch, while you're here, you're still here, right? Rick Ross was a correctional officer.
Uh-huh.
And he's like the number one hip-hop artist right now.
Yeah.
Everybody knows this. He like, as far as, and this is how bad the street cred thing was, he admitted, at first, remember, he denied it, right? He said, that's not me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not me. I'm, you know, that's not me. That wasn't me. That's photoshopped. Then he had to come out and say that it was him.
Yeah.
He stole his
whole identity.
Freeway Ricky, hey, people, Google the real Freeway Ricky Ross or YouTube the Freeway Ricky Ross. And you just will notice, so, hey, Stretch, I got to hit you with
yep.
You hit us with some real shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, because
dude,
I didn't want to get in there into that thing yet because it's on record.
If you know the real
that Rick Ross said.
If you know the real story about Freeway Ricky Ross, he had all of them houses in L.A. He was having his shit flown up for free from the CIA because they were trying to get Manuel Noriega and all of them out. So they hired the Contras to battle Manuel Noriega. Well, the Contras were being employed by the drug lords. So they said, well, we have to ship our product in here. So they used government planes, army planes, to send that to L.A., and then they taught Freeway how to cook crack.
I got to applaud you for that. We just dropped the real science on it, man, because that's what it was. When they look up the freeway Ricky Ross story on how the government absolutely put crack coke, quit coke, and showed them how to make coke.
And turned around and arrested him. Yeah, they were spotting him, and also the new law that they said, possession and all that shit, that's why everybody was getting locked up for 20, 30 years, for simple possession of crack, because that was an epidemic.
Absolutely, you know? And it was absolutely targeted to the black man, and you know the difference between crack, 5 grams of crack and crown, 5 grams of powder is 5 years, so everybody knows what it was all about. A gram of crack was more jail time
than a gram of powder, because they were targeting people, and the government
taught them
how to cook it.
They were clearly targeting the black community, and so this is where we're going at. You have a freeway Ricky Ross, the real freeway Ricky Ross.
Yeah.
Okay, because a lot of y'all people don't know, like, the other Rick Ross's name is Will, like the rapper Ricky Ross is William something. He totally took his name, and actually, freeway from Philly Freeway took his name also. You know what I mean?
But, stole his identity.
He totally took his identity. I got another call. Stay on hold, bro, because I'm going to come right back to you. I didn't catch you. What'd you say?
I'll holler at you later.
What'd you say?
I'm listening to the show. Love it, man. I'm enjoying it.
All right.
Keep sharing that knowledge.
Oh, my man.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, I'm stretching the check-in. I'm going to bring Poodle Pete back in. Let me see what's going on. I'll bring Pluto Pete back. Pluto Pete, is he there, boss man?
Yeah, what up?
What do you look like? The thing is, like I said, I'm trying to play devil's advocate here. Because the thing is, I had that same thing with the last caller hat with Rick Ross. Like, I was not fucking with him. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, yo, this nigga's not about that life. This nigga's about that shit. But I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, baby.
Song, my nigga. So, what do you feel about the whole Rick Ross CEO shit? CEO shit, cousin. Talk to our audience.
From what I hear, I don't believe everything I hear. Nor do I give a fuck about that shit, because nigga ain't putting no bread in my pocket. But from what I hear, it was a job that he got put up to by the Zopan niggas. You can't speak about shit that's going on with that.
Yeah.
They didn't allow him to publicize the shit. He was a CEO for a reason. You know what I'm saying? He went in there, they put him in there, he got educated, I don't know the story.
I'm asking you, not to talk over you, understand what we got going on radio. You're going to be 1 second behind me. So, you know what I mean? So, educate me real quick. So, did the guys from Zopan put him in that position so he can do some type of funneling drugs in the county jail?
Nah, they just needed a plug. It was in the jail.
So, they just...
He went in there, he got it. But also, the shit that he rapped, Birds and all of that shit, Bun B said it out of his own mouth. Rick Ross is my Pablo.
Wow. That's deep. Because I heard, and the thing is, that's crazy, because I heard somebody basically saying the same thing about, you know who one of my favorite rappers is, E-40. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way how I met E-40, he was a plug. And you know how I'm 40 out. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole thing about it. is a lot of these rappers that people look at as game goofy, a lot of these guys is up on game. Like, I can tell you something right now, cousin, you probably won't even believe that Tone Loke, Wild Fang, Super Extra OOO OG Gangsta. He was an OG gangster, Hoover Crip, so deep in the set. But he made a record like Wild Fang. You know what I'm saying? MC Hammer, this is all facts, cousin. Actually, it's all facts to the listeners. If you want to look it up, MC Hammer, you know that guy. You can't touch this. That guy had a hit. Rappers that was hitting him, like, you know, the OG Mike Conception. You know, rest in peace, Mike Conception. You know who I'm talking about? The brother that was in a wheelchair. OG Crip.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. MC Hammer paid that nigga 50 stacks to kill niggas that diss him. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, MC Hammer was putting all hits on niggas. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that nigga was gonna squish with me.
Yeah, baby.
The Bay Area, I'm mute you real quick, cousin. The Bay Area, it ain't nothing to fuck with. You know what I'm saying? All them dudes over there is super gangster. But the thing is, we got to go back into this discussion. Because this is a dope discussion right here, people. You know what I mean? And the thing is about living out the lyrics, I look at it like this. This is my point of view. If I know you personally and you're not being witty or extra dope with it, I can't even fuck with it. Like, I mean, I can fuck with it, but just make it entertaining. You know what I'm saying? Actually, I'm gonna bring in a guy. You know what I'm saying? I see you out there, bro. Don't even get gun shy on me, cause I'll egg your house. I want to see what guy is definitely a pioneer on the local the Vandegrift music tip. You know what I'm saying? I think that you probably, as far as music, you probably got the first thing of the whole Wade situation. And you know what? Shout out to homie Wade.
Yeah, baby.
And my Worldville mom, man. And you know, I personally do not wear the jet pack garments. But I like to say,
yeah, baby.
Still, I need my own customized shirt. If you have to wait, I think I see your number, wait. But if you have to hit that one button, because I'm not gonna be wearing that shit unless I get my own customized shirt. Like,
yeah, baby.
I don't want that little space moon guy T-shirt. But yet and still, man, shout out to you. I mean, respect to everybody, man. I remember the jetpack situation ever since Nick got out of jail. He was telling me about the jetpack and all that, and I don't know about what happened with that, but I respect Young Way for that.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, man. I'm about to bring my man in here, and I want to hear his point of view. Right now, Chris Clay, talk to me, man. Let me hear your point of view on this, man.
Hello,
Chris Clay.
Yo,
what's up, bro?
Yo, going down.
What's going on, man? Hold on, man. Chris, hold on.
Yeah, baby.
Griff City rapper. Let me tell you, his credentials. A pioneer of this local. The local Vandegrift rap hip hop scene, a motherfucking coach on his way to.
Yeah, baby.
You got to respect to that, homie. You like that, girl?
Right.
But let me hear like you was out there hanging out for a little bit. Let me hear your views on you know what I'm saying, you being a guy that was in the game, you know what I'm saying, doing things for people, putting out CDs for local artists, things of that nature. You know what I mean? And do you feel that rappers have to live out what they're talking about? Talk to the people, homie.
My personal opinion, Smoke, I'm in agreement with Pluto. You gotta if you're gonna speak about it, you gotta be living it. You can't be out there saying one thing and really not having no realness to what's being said. See what I'm saying? I don't disagree. If you want to make music and that's what you do, and you know what I'm saying, and you want to, you know, like you gave the reference about the actors, and if that's the way it is, and that's the way you want to get down, that's the way you want to make your money. I really don't have a problem with it, but personally, yeah, I would think that if you're gonna make music about a certain thing, a certain lifestyle, then yeah, you would have to. I would say you would have to be living that lifestyle.
Okay, like I said, I like to play devil's advocate. Okay, now
right.
What if the person, like I said, like if he's watching these guys, like there's a lot of rappers that say, like, listen, I got these stories from watching other cats. A lot of our favorite rappers got these stories. You know what I mean? Like, you look at a Dr. Dre. Come on. You know what I mean? You look at a Dr. Dre, like, basically, a guy that they said is a pioneer of gangster rap. You know what I mean? And look at him. You know what I mean? Look at, like, because, like, you know, look at a guy, like, he makes some good music, and if you really look at it, If you talk to, I won't say the brothers that, you know, but if you look at any rapper that's quote-unquote gangster, they would take that motherfucking Dr. Dre deal in a minute. Not knowing he comes from a world-class record crew when he used to wear mascara and, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying, and sequence suits and basically body suit legend outfits, basically guys. Basically, what they is, like, you know, like, body suits, you know what I mean? And
right.
It's like, well, he gets that credit. People would sign, like, you know what I mean? He got 50 Cent over there. You know what I'm saying? And, and what I'm trying to say is, like, this is the argument. I understand both sides of the argument. Like, you know what I mean? But is there a point to where it's like, where we can bypass that? Because I know. I'm sorry. My man, you know what I'm saying? I know. Like, you talk to niggas would take that motherfucking deal with Dre, some beats, everything, and they would put that shit to the side. Like, you know what? I don't give a fuck. Listen, how about this? How many people do you think that would work with Kanye West, knowing this guy wears skirts and things of that nature?
Oh,
they would probably bypass that shit.
Definitely.
They would probably just bypass it. So it's like, fucking Young Buck, when Dre got punched in the face, he had to hold him down. You know what I mean? But talk to me, man. Just talk to me.
Yeah, my thing is, like you said, I see it both ways. You know what I'm saying? I can see somebody, you know, rapping about what they've seen and everything, but there's a way to do that too. But if you're playing the part like it's you that's doing all of it, then that's where I think the problem comes in. Like you made the reference with the Nas doing the whole gun thing. That was, you know what I'm saying, that's a classic jam right there. But
in that jam
you never heard him say, you know what I mean, I shot 10 people with this gun. You know what I mean? It didn't come off like that.
Right, he didn't come off like, because that's what I'm saying. I'm on both sides. Like, I'm torn because I'm going to tell you the truth. Like, the boy Stretch came in with awesome points. And one of these reasons why is, nigga, I'm fucking torn.
Yeah, baby.
I'm starting to fuck with Rick Ross. And I was the main motherfucker out there campaigning. And you know I was. Like, yeah. Man, motherfuck Rick Ross. He was a cop. But I'm like, yo, got your chick throwing the motherfucker.
Yeah, baby.
That shit is jamming, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? If I'm down there in the city mobbing out with my family members and shit, drinking. Man, when that needle touch that motherfucking record, the bitches go crazy, niggas get to turning up. I'm like, man, I feel kind of guilty. Like, damn, this nigga's like semi-fake, but god damn it, this shit is jamming.
Right.
But there's
another angle to it too, though, Smoke. You know what I'm saying? What if you came out with some music, you know what I mean? You get say you get signed by a label, all right, and they sign you off of this one single, and you're spitting it the way you were spitting it on that single, however it was. Well, that's what they're gonna expect from you. That's what they're planning to make money. You know what I'm saying? So they're gonna push you into that direction.
That's a fact. That happened with go ahead, continue. I mean to cut you off. Go ahead, brother.
What I'm saying is, like for example, Rick Ross couldn't make a song like Lupe Fiasco. He couldn't make a song like Lupe Fiasco. First of all, his label's not going to let it come out. You know what I mean? The people that are above him ain't going to let that come out because that's not what he's known for. That's not where he made his money. You know what I mean?
So you're saying that that the company is saying, like, nigga, we know you from every day I'm hustling. We can't let you come up with some type of song that's going to, you know, kick, push, or even some type of uplifting. And like I said, I don't follow Rick Ross's career really that much. I know in the club, cut me this shit.
Yeah, baby.
I'm not even going to lie. But what I'm saying is like the labels do have a way on how you're marketing, how you get marketed, and how you get put out there. So the thing is with the Rick Ross thing is, I think that how he messed up is that how he just didn't just say, hey. Like, I thought that would, like, to tell you the truth, Clay, I thought that would have been a better promotion. Instead of him denying it, it's been the same. Like, you know what? Yeah, I was a CO, man. I was getting paid off by these drug dealers. Hell yeah, they told me to give me that. You know what I mean? More to the actual thing. But, hey, Kurt, I hope you stay, and I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to go back to Pluto real quick, and I hope you stay there, bro. You know what I'm saying? Little people, you there, bro?
Yeah.
What's up? You with us?
Yeah, I heard Ron Luke say something about some motherfuckers fake it till they make it. But them motherfuckers, they fake it till they make it, and till they in the wrong situation. Say you faking it till you make it, right? And everywhere you go, you got a ladder on you, which is a ladder of a 30-shot clip. So you faking it till you make it. Say you stay with the 30 shots on you, this, that, and the third. You bust heads and you do all this, but then whenever you confront it with that situation to where you got to act out your lyrics, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to bust no damn head. Then that's going to turn you into a fake motherfucker. Then your career is done. Nobody's going to buy an album.
Because you're not about that.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm sure everybody listening knows me. and me and the whole team. Shit's not right.
Without saying too much, my nigga.
I done been confronted. And it didn't turn out pretty good for the motherfucker that was doing the so-called confronting. You want to know why?
Hold on. Like, he just said that they try to confront you. Say,
yeah, baby.
You know what I'm saying? But this is going to be a subject that's going to always just, it's going to be there, cousin. But continue to what you were saying. Go ahead.
I done did my share, bro. My share of dirt. So I ain't got to say too much.
No,
what I rap about, niggas already know. Everybody already know. That's me.
Yeah. So it's like my whole thing about it is locally, I can absolutely see certain guys' frustration. You know what I mean? I can see their frustration because you probably see a bunch of, a bunch of dusty niggas trying to portray with certain people live, and you sit back and say, like, damn, how the fuck this nigga doing something?
Yeah, baby.
You know what I'm saying? So I can definitely see where you're coming from on that note. You know what I'm saying? Because this is what it is, man. I like this shit. I like to stir the pot. And the thing is, like, everything has been, like, basically pro you guys as well, all the callers. Like, you have to really be about that life to talk about that life. Like, you can't be up here, I'm saying, working at Dunkin' Donuts talking about you brush your gun. Okay? That's what the total consensus is. The people want to hear the fucking real from the fucking...
Yeah, baby!
We don't want to hear that from you, John Schoolboy. Long Loke, talk to me. Long Loke on the check, and what's up? This nigga fell asleep. But, like, yeah, we, like, people, you gotta understand how these artists think. It's like, I'm giving an analogy to the homie Chris Clay out there on the way to an undefeated.
Yeah, baby.
If I got up there on his field, okay, tried to coach some people, he would say, get the fuck out of here, my nigga. You don't do this. I do this. This is what I do. Respectfully, homie, this is what I do. I'm a coach. So when you see the street cast, it's really about that life. It's really about that life. They really got the cars, the jewels, the everything. They do not want to see some individuals talk about that life.
Yeah, baby.
Especially, we don't want to call them haters, especially if you're getting some type of attention off of the lifestyle they live. I got to talk to y'all local rappers real quick, and this is what this whole conversation is about. This is all about content. Okay? If your content ain't fresh, people ain't going to check for you. Right now, on my radio show, I got 13 live listeners right now. I got some people that have been on there for 5 minutes. I got some people that have been on there for 50-something minutes, just chilling, checking the content. But if your content ain't fresh, and especially if it ain't you, people ain't going to fuck with it. They ain't. You have to be you. Let me see if I can get this guy back on the check-in. Long Low, you're back on the check-in. She has some type of Obama phone problems.
No, bro, I'm playing mad and that shit had to mute the jig, but
I admit it.
Not the whole Jamal thing, but not the whole Jamal, your session up, but I definitely had a little bit more. I'm ready to go for fucking goddamn three. Yeah, baby. You know I need 13 cents every time you use that thing since I made it, right?
You run royalties. Let's go on. We'll discuss. Hold on. You know what? This is what I ate, Long Lo, this is what I got for you for that one. For you saying that,
you're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Oh, you're killing me.
Yeah, baby.
You're killing me. You're killing me, bro. Real shit. You won.
What'd you say?
Yeah, man. I mean, long story short, man, you know what I'm saying? I definitely feel what Pluto talking about, you know what I'm saying? And from a nigga like me, from a whole different, you know what I'm saying? I'm from the hood, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know I'm from the hood. I'm from Hollywood, but I try to go about shit a whole different route. And I ain't scared to keep it 100 about this shit, you know what I'm saying? When a nigga got a job and a nigga making money, I'm not afraid to say I got a fucking job. I'm not out here flexing this shit, you know what I'm saying? So I can definitely see where Pluto may take offense to some of these corny niggas out here that's not even really making more than me, and I got a job. Niggas out here claiming they're trapping and not making more than me. And I can definitely understand where he talk about where he feel offended by that shit, or if that's what he meant. Because,
I'm gonna bring him back in, and he can probably speak for himself. But you know, I mean, I just think that it would be frustrating. I know it would be for me. It would be kind of frustrating seeing people, you know what I'm saying, live your lifestyle, and I won't actually say get famous off of it. But like just actually being in a way, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's in the way. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, get the like, yo, why are you like getting attention off of what I do?
Like,
my nigga,
there's so much other shit you can do. There's so much other shit you can be in life. There's so much other shit you can be doing, but everybody won't be a rapping drug dealer.
Oh. Say that again.
I said, there's so much other shit you can be doing in life, dog. Like, so much, but everybody won't be a rapping drug dealer.
I agree. There's certain people it's just not from cut from that cloth. You dig what I'm saying? There's certain people that just listen. This time is to separate the suckers from the gangsters. And when we deal with a certain thing called gangster rap, you're dealing with a certain reality, because a lot of these rappers can't talk about police harassing them or doing certain shit because they haven't experienced that. I'm gonna put you on hold real quick, and I'm gonna get here with Pluto. Hey, Pluto.
Yeah.
I mean, without saying too much, I want you to take this time to educate people. Can we do something real quick to educate people? Just how much money? So just on your past case, you know, your house arrest case, being doing what you do. And if you don't want to disclose it, that's fine, because I don't like to, you know, try to police people's pockets. But can you throw the people a number out, lawyer fees, all that shit, for you to beat certain cases when you were entranced in that certain life? And say the last case, the DUI case, how much money you have to pay these people to be about that life? Just tell them how much you have to pay them.
For one, they took 5 bands off of me.
Oh.
That's what was in my pocket when I got pulled over.
Hold on. By people, like, I have a lot of listeners. I mean, not a lot of listeners, but I have people that don't know the urban slang. Tell them what 5 bands is.
$5,000. That's what they took off me.
$5,000.
That was in my pocket when they pulled me over.
They just took, hey, listen, people, they just took $5,000 off of them. Just took it. Just took them off of them. Nothing. Just said, okay, you got this in your pocket. We're taking this. Continue.
Now, all in all, in the end, after the DUI and me going to court and all of that shit, I was looking at spent about $2,500 for the lawyer, and I had to pay every single day for me being on house arrest. I think that wasn't nothing but $10 a day or some shit like that. I was only on for 40 days. Then I had to pay for going to DUI classes. That was like another $300. Then I got to pay him $600 to do highway safety school classes. So on top of that, it was a $3,500 fine attached. So after everything was all said and done, I was probably looking at $5,000 legal fees plus the $5,000 they took off of me.
Okay. Now, people, we're talking about a DUI here. We're not talking about alleged shootings or alleged street shit that people have been cleared for, and I've been cleared for that they've been known to be innocent, and those legal fees. We're just talking about a DUI.
Now, other than that, I can speak on some other shit. For instance, when my little bro went in. This was like 2 years ago.
When we talk about little bro, we talking about another pioneer behind the scenes on his music shit. Are we talking about Mikey?
Yeah, the Bond.
Yeah, baby.
But go ahead.
For us to bond him out, they wanted $15,000 cash. Then on top of that, the lawyer wanted $25,000.
Wow.
Now we've been jammed up in cases where niggas had pistols, niggas was doing normal street shit. Niggas been posted bond $10,000, $7,500 several times.
Mm-hmm.
But
Not even trying to be about that life. See, I didn't want to go that far into it. I'm glad. I mean, like, I didn't want to go far to it because there's things I know. I just didn't want to talk about it. But if you want to talk about it, that's fine with me. But they don't understand that this shit is really, really real out here. This shit costs money. And you can't, and a lot of people listen to lyrics, and they might want to G-check you. You know what I'm saying? Which I already know. I already know this. I know they haven't, but this for the people. Has anybody ever tried to G-check you about your lyrics?
Can't G-check a G.
Yeah, baby.
My nigga. Yeah, you know I'm saying
it's gonna go totally wrong, cause you try to G-check me, you're gonna get a face shot.
Hey, I didn't say that, people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm gonna take a real quick 5-minute break. We're gonna be in the last 10 minutes of this motherfucker. I'm going to take a real quick 5-minute break, and I'm going to tell y'all something. Actually, I ain't going to play no music. I'm going to play y'all a little clip about me that y'all should get familiar with. You know what I'm saying? Poodle Peep, hold on. I'm going to let you close out and shit. I'm going to let you get the last word, you and Lon Loke, and hopefully, and you know, let somebody else get some words in here. I see two more people hit the one button. I'm about to go on the real quick cigarette smoke break, and give me a second. I'm going to play this shit for y'all. This is some hilarious shit. And this describes me. I'll get back by at y'all. Up and smoke radio.
I've been profiled, folks. Not by Whitey. No. Blackie. Blackie's a problem in my life. Blackie assumes I'm a Democrat. Blackie assumes Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Blackie assumes that I like ketchup on my fucking eggs. I've been profiled, and I'm sick of it. Blackie assumes that I like sugar in my grits. Blackie sees me walking down the aisle in the supermarket, and Blackie ice grills me. Why? Blackie sees me in my CL600, and Blackie wants to rob me, cut my throat, and set me on fire. Why? What the fuck is with Blackie, and why am I profiled? I don't feel comfortable around Blackie. At night, I sleep with two Glocks in my bed. I've accidentally shot myself and shot one of my dogs, thinking Blackie was coming through the window at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm tired of being profiled by Blackie. Whitey and I have an understanding. It's a face-off, but it's an understanding. I lay down with his bitches. I twist his bitches out. His bitches understand my struggle. Blackie is something like a hater, mate. Blackie assumes that I should view Martin Luther King Jr. as something other than a hustler and a Mac Daddy. Blackie has got a problem with me because I speak my mind. Blackie assumes that I know where the weed spot is. And Blackie assumes that I will disrespect my girl on a Saturday night, just for some bitches that he knows across town with some fat asses, who will take it long and deep. Blackie assumes that Marvin Gaye's music should be something to me other than howls from an old cokehead.
No, that was Roy. I'm sorry.
Okay, that was wrong. That was wrong. Pardon me. That shit was wrong. Okay. Blackie worries me. Sometime in the morning when I'm biting into my egg sandwich, I think that Blackie's going to come through the door and shoot me in the side of my fucking head.
Blackie, cut me some slack, Blackie. I've been profiled. And I've had enough.
Spent all of my time trying to get rich, made my way through the trenches. All my jobs to the shit, been perfect attendance. All about the binges, I'll be out getting it, moving out blanco.
Yeah.
Money for bitches, my motto.
Yeah.
I put out my mind on these nachos. This season, these chips for this hot dog. Spent all of my time trying to get rich, made my way through the trenches. All my jobs to the shit, been perfect attendance. All about the binges, I'll be out getting it, moving out blanco.
Yeah.
Money for bitches, my motto.
Yeah.
I put out my mind on these nachos. This season, these chips for this hot dog. That thing on my hip when I step out, I'm smoking and blowing this stress out. This case on my head got me stressed out. I'm chasing this bread till I'm stretched out. Get money with me and my world is not hot anymore, that's the old miss. Still shoot a nigga in his dome piece. He crossed me, my sticky COVID. That money is all that I live for. Go to my plug and I get more. I just got like two, so I'll get four. Don't serve me at home, I'ma kick door. I know little kids with a big toe. We hungry, you might get your shit took. We all trapping hard till we get booked. You couldn't see me if you did look. Pistols ray all up in his face. That boy faker than Ethan Tremblay. Outline is body, no template. Ninjas do as I say, I'm the sensei. I got that mojo, come to my dojo. Y'all tryna wait for the Lolo. Smoking that gas from Sunoco's. Got that five on me Ocho. Drink the lean from the beehive. I break the weed down on my Levi's. Your bitch chill with me, best she leave high. Ask that I hit while I'm replied. That nine of me always don't think not. These niggas be selling that re-rock. I'm soaking, I'm higher than treetops. Call me, you know someone that need pop. I'm streaming, I'm hot as a teapot. Been trapping 5 years for a D-block. Original nigga from Fourth Prop. Figure gang hotter than pork chops. Spent all of my time trying to get rich. Made my way through the trenches. On my job to the shit.
I'm psychotic about it. I don't want forever. I just wanna taste up love. Sample that product. I bet a nigga chum go numb. She's a narcotic. That bomb shit burning. We smoking. My old flame. My Mary Jane. We got a love thing. She ain't jealous. I keep Nina around. And it's small on my back. Taste some shit go down. right under my Hermes. I'm hearing the word is me. I'm a P-I-M-P, I let Trey hit some, then Dre hit some. Then pass it to the homies till we all get done. Niggas can't comprehend what the shit about. Police coming,
you like
put
smoking,
the shit
you
out.
You got me high.
You know you make a nigga won't put it down. I'm feeling like a
motherfucker. Girl, what the
cloud.
Fuck you done for me? You got me feeling like you just rolled up for me. You like smoking,
you got me high.
Girl, I
make your love come down. One time, had it out.
Girl, what the fuck you you got me feeling like you just rolled up for me. You like smoke.
Shorty hot, she full blown, she hot now. 100 degrees, that's with or without the top down. But when she gets to work in her hips, you know the temperature rise, oh lord. Soon as she see the dick in her thighs, she like the stones in my cross, she flawless. I'm thinking, damn, why would God give one woman all this? You know I got the kind of conversation to make her feel like she need me. It's complicated, my occupation, pimping ain't easy. Fact, I stack racks on racks and racks. Back when I was pumping crack, now my cars are black. Niggas get on my level, bump with the big dogs. If I want it, I buy it, I don't care what the shit costs. Who to set it? A house is not a home without her. I had them panties on a Greyhound filled up with powder. But when she show me what she do for me, has no limits. Her wanting is temporary.
You like
show,
smoking,
she gon' get
you
it.
Got
what's
me
up?
High.
You know you make a nigga won't put it down.
You got me feeling like you just rolled up for me. You like smoke.
Everybody showing the love. Is she at the door? Turn this bitch down. That's fire in the hole. I'm trying to hit it and hit it. Don't want to pass it. Got me addicted. I'm tripping. Where the stats at? Baby, don't you know? Baby, just like smoking, you got me high.
You got me feeling like you just rolled up for me. You like
smoking, you got me high.
Girl, what the fuck you done to me? You got me feeling like you just rolled up for me. You like smoking.